All right, I haven't been on in a little while. Hopefully some of you guys missed me.
Maybe not much, but a little bit. That would be nice. It'd be hopeful on my part to, you know, be missed in the world of podcasting. So, lots happened. We've, and just so you know, this isn't going to be one joke. It's going to be me just talking for a little while. Hopefully you get some laughs. Hopefully you enjoy this. A lot's happened. We recently moved, you know, 5 miles down the road from where we were, and for some reason I had to buy all new fucking appliances. And I was proud because we were able to purchase a brand new, out-of-the-box, brand new refrigerator. I'm not bragging because two reasons. One, I wasn't fucking impressed with the overall results of this refrigerator, no matter how good it looked. It was much like the youth of the nation now. Right out of the box, it did not work. All right? Just want you to know, I was born in the 80s. I come out of my mother's womb with a fucking shovel. I was digging my way out. I was ready to go. Ready to be self-efficient and work. A lot of you guys don't know what that's like these days. Or possibly how to spell womb. I'm not really sure. But moving on from that, a little chuckle, a little laugh. I hope you like that. Sad thing is, that's true in a lot of ways. But anyways, we got the refrigerator situation resolved by getting rid of the motherfucker and getting another new one, hopefully, that works. Sucks when you lose money on groceries because, you know, you spend a shit ton of money on a fridge that doesn't work. So, thank you, Samsung, for all your work investing in these refrigerators. Here's a little tip, a little word of advice. Stick with phones. You're much better at that. I enjoy my Samsung phone. I want to let everybody know, I really enjoy the holiday seasons, or a season, if you will, because there's not really two, it's just, you know, one. But my favorite thing about holiday season is the family time. But it's not because of the love, the cheering, the holding hands, singing Kumbaya, and exchanging gifts. Oh, fucking no. If you think that about me, you don't know me at all. The reason I look forward to the holiday season with my family isn't because of gifts. It's because of flu season. It's the same time. I absolutely love that. I know it sounds mean, but it's really not. Have you ever had relatives in your family make a comedy show out of sneezing? I mean, literally, they just, achoo, fuck, achoo, god, achoo, damn it. At some point, there are two members of my family that do that exact scenario right there. Not only is it hilarious, but it's also troubling. Because at some point, after 10 minutes in a row of this, they start asking the Lord questions. They start calling upon Jesus and asking shit like, Jesus, where does it all keep coming from? God, why does this happen? And it's like, dude, you need to leave Jesus out of this. You know what I mean? Like, don't bring Jesus into your snot fest. Fucking save that for your HMO. You know, I mean, I don't see why you would talk to God about mucus. Maybe it's your fucking dead brain cells running out. Or, you know, because some of you are brain dead anyways, as it stands. But it is a lot of fun. It's my favorite time of year. It's a shame it's over, but I'm glad it's over because face facts. How many of you guys actually like sitting around with family that you see once a year? Because if you only see them once a year, chances are you don't like them much. You gotta put on that fake face, you gotta eat their dry-ass turkey. Every Thanksgiving, everybody says the same shit. Well, you ain't had my turkey. I've seen people burn turkeys in meth labs and claim they were delicious. You know the best turkey I've ever had, honestly? The best turkey dinner I've ever had was this past year at Thanksgiving. Yeah, believe it or not, I ate turkey at Thanksgiving. Cracker Barrel. I don't know what they did. I don't know if they infused it with turkey juice or turkey jizz or what the fuck else they had. But I'm not going to lie, shit was good. It was juicy. It was the first time I was able to swallow a bite of turkey without a glass of water or whiskey behind it. That's fucking impressive. You go, Cracker Barrel. Nice work. I'm going to be starting to read reviews. I like it. I found some that that are quite entertaining because these people that are putting reviews on Yelp about hotels and places to eat, I love reading their reviews out loud, and I love making sure. So when you guys hear me start reading reviews, and that's what this whole podcast is leading up to, let you know that there are going to be some podcasts coming soon that are going to be me reading reviews.
Don't worry about the typos in them or the voiceovers, whatever the fuck it is that there's an error. It's not going to be actual errors. You can go and Google the shit. You can read the same reviews. I'm going to read them exactly how they are, but with a little humorous twist. If you put a review about a diner and say it's a nice little dinner, I'm going to say it was a nice little dinner. We had a great time. Or if you misspell time and it's team, I'm going to say we had a great team. And you was able to smoke a cigarette after, whatever the case may be. Whatever you bitch about, just know that I am going to honor your review by reading it exactly how it was written. So...